Hey guys, you're listening to the English Made Simple show. This is episode number 315, number 315, numero 315. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the English Made Simple show. I'm your host, Milena, and today we're diving into a very special topic, I should say a very practical topic, which is spelling your name confidently in English. We started on this topic in the last episode, but I'm not sure how many of you took it seriously. You must have thought, what the heck, Milena, why should I learn to spell my name? And to that I say, why not? Listen up, amigos y amigas. What you have to know is that once you move to an English-speaking country, you'll quickly realize that your name that's very popular in your own country is not that popular when you're overseas. I learned this firsthand. Had to quickly adapt and learn to spell my name loud and clear so that I don't have to repeat myself multiple times. What I'm teaching you today is a practical skill. Let's say you're staying in your home country. You don't want to move anywhere, fair enough. At some point, you will work with people from other countries, especially people from the US, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, from any of these English-speaking countries. These people will struggle to remember your name, okay? So I'm telling you, it's important to learn this life-saving skill. Yep, that's right. I call it a life-saving skill. It's going to save you a lot of time and it's going to avoid confusion when you're speaking with people. Now, before we continue, if this is your first time listening to the show, check out the site englishmadesimple.net. You can learn more about the EMS show and what it is all about by visiting the englishmadesimple.net website. If you want to listen to the show directly from the website, simply type in englishmadesimple.net/podcast into your browser and then start listening. Alrighty, let's get started. If you tuned in last time, you know we had a blast learning some awesome spelling tips together. In the last episode, I also gave a big shout out to some of our fantastic listeners like Diego, Ivan, and Isaac, each with names as interesting as yours and mine. So today, I'd like to share a few more scenarios where learning the art of name spelling can come in handy. You'll also get to learn some new phrasal verbs today as well. Alrighty, let's get started. Enough of my gibberish. Alright, amigos, picture this. I'm going to set the scene for you so you can follow along. Imagine you're at a bustling coffee shop, a very busy coffee shop, eagerly waiting for your turn to order. When it's your moment, the barista kindly asks your name to jot down on your cup. Instead of stumbling through it, wouldn't it be great to confidently spell out your name using the phonetic alphabet? That's what we learned in the last episode, the phonetic alphabet. The phonetic alphabet that I mentioned in the last episode, it's like your ticket to stress-free interactions in English-speaking settings, even when you're ordering a cup of coffee. So why wouldn't you want to learn this? So I do have a free gift for you, amigos y amigas, to help you with spelling your name. You can go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname to get a copy of this phonetic alphabet, okay? It's a free guide that I just created for you. So that's englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname, okay? That's one word, spell my name. Now, let me give you another scenario to ponder on. Here's another time you might get asked to spell your name. Every time I go to my local bakery, they ask me to spell my name. I am a frequent buyer there because I get reward points with every purchase. Even though I'm a regular customer, each time I go, I am served by a different person. And each time they ask me to spell my name as they type it in their computer. To make it easier for everybody, and especially in those busy times when the bakery is full and people are shouting inside, I spell my name using the phonetic alphabet. It's a simple trick that saves time and avoids confusion. So, are you convinced yet that you should learn how to spell your name by now? If you're not convinced yet, then keep listening. Let's see if I can convince you. Now, why is mastering this skill so important, you may ask? Well, imagine this, you're on the phone. This is a very, very classic, very typical example, okay? You're on the phone scheduling an appointment, or you're at a cafe, ordering your favorite drink. When it's time to share your name, wouldn't it be great to do it confidently and clearly? So you don't have to repeat yourself multiple times. So that's where our trusty phonetic alphabet comes in handy. Okay, how many times did I say phonetic alphabet in this episode? That's the trick, guys. So instead of struggling with similar sounding letters, we use words like mic, M for mic, I for India, L for Lima, A for Alpha, to spell out names without a hitch, without any obstacle, without any stress. So Mike, India, Lima, and Alpha, these are names that I took straight from the phonetic alphabet. And these are the names that native speakers will easily pick up. So to get this free guide, that's all explained in this free guide that I prepared for you, go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname. It's free to download. And just give it a go. Try to spell your name. So I stayed up super late at night to create this guide for you. So I hope you find it helpful. Okay? I'll repeat it again. englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname. If you're still unsure about the need of spelling your name, I recommend you go back to the last episode. So listen to the last episode, which was episode 314. So you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Let me repeat this one more time. Head over to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname to download that free guide, spelling guide. And this guide will walk you through using the phonetic alphabet and give you plenty of practice to spell your name like a pro. Remember, the more you practice, the more confident you'll become in those everyday situations where spelling your name matters. One more thing before we end, amigos y amigas. I did mention a few phrasal verbs, a couple of phrasal verbs that I think you guys will not fully understand in today's episode. Maybe the following need some further explanation. So I will just bring up three phrasal verbs and I'll explain what they are. Okay, so I used a phrasal verb called dive into. So two words, dive into. This means to start doing something enthusiastically or with great interest. For example, let's dive into learning English together. Okay. Then I used another phrasal verb, come in handy. Three words, come in handy. This phrase means to be useful or helpful when needed. Example, carrying a pocket dictionary can come in handy when traveling. Well, nowadays you have phones for that. You don't need a physical dictionary like we used to do it in old times when I grew up. So carrying a pocket dictionary can come in handy when traveling. And the last phrasal verb that I used, jot down. This is an interesting one. Jot down is two words. This means to quickly write something, usually short notes or information. For example, I'll jot down your email address so I don't forget it. In my example, I used in today's episode, it was the coffee barista who needed to jot down your name on the coffee cup. In other words, they just needed to write it down on the cup. Okay? Jot down. Alrighty. I recommend you start using these phrasal verbs in your everyday conversations. They'll make your English sound more natural and fluent. Again, don't forget to grab that free guide. Go to englishmadesimple.net/spellmyname to get the guide that I worked so tirelessly to create for you. Well, that's it for today's episode. It's been a pleasure sharing this episode with you. If you'd like to support the show, visit englishmadesimple.net/transcripts and download the transcripts to contribute and support the show. If you can't donate right now, then please share this episode with your friends. Don't forget to visit englishmadesimple.net/podcast anytime to continue listening to the rest of the episodes. It's been a pleasure, amigos. Keep practicing, amigos y amigas. You've been jamming with Milena from the EMS show. Keep in touch. Until next time, hasta la próxima.